Wake up, everyone. It's time for a call to action. Welcome to Call to Action Today, where there are no sacred cows, with your host, Steve Noble, just an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and he's calling you out every week to live the Christian life in your home, your work, and even in politics. Call Steve now at 877-44-TRUTH or check him out online at c2atoday.org. And now, with some much-needed cough medicine for the church, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Well, I definitely want to open up the phones in the second half of the show today because I want to see how you're doing out there with all the Planned Parenthood things going on and the shocking revelations. Well, for many of us, hopefully many of us, it's not shocking. But for a lot of people, it is. They just haven't, they either haven't been exposed, they haven't chosen to be exposed, they just haven't gone down that road, haven't allowed themselves to go down that road, whatever the case. This is kind of a new shock for a lot of people. And I just want to give you an opportunity, if you want it, to share. How are you doing? How you feeling? How are you reacting to all of this? If there's something you want to share, particularly if you're post-abortive, if you've been down that road, women, ladies, if you've been down that road in your past, and how has all of this news, all of this just really difficult information that's just coming at us every day on the Planned Parenthood sting videos, how are you doing with that? How are you processing through it? If you're comfortable calling in, I want to give you the opportunity to share. And if you're a guy that's been down that road, because there's a guy on that road somewhere all along the way, with every abortion that's occurred here in America, and perhaps this would be the time that you could, kind of come out with it. And you can be anonymous. We don't need to know your name. We don't need to know where you live. I just want to give you an opportunity because God may very well want to use you to speak to others who have walked a mile in your shoes, and to those of us who haven't, just to hear from you. So I'll open up the phones for the second half of the show. This is Steve Noble. It is Call to Action Radio. And just in case you want to call, you want to get ready, it's 877-448-7884. Don't call now unless you want to be on hold for a while, but we'll get to it in the second half of the show. 877-448-7884 is the number, or perhaps it's easier just to remember 877-44-TRUTH, 877-44-TRUTH. Truth, and that will get you through on the phones. And after the half hour break, we're gonna talk to you and give you that opportunity to share. But I don't have a choice here as a follower of Jesus Christ to talk about the Planned Parenthood issue. I feel compelled to talk about it. I have to talk about it. It's a moral imperative to talk about it. It's a matter of obedience to the Lord to talk about it. And so talk about it, I will. But I wanted to start with something that this week, I don't know if you're a Rush Limbaugh listener. I've been listening to Rush for years and have learned a lot about talk radio from him. And he's really been outraged and just trying to work through it. It's sad. This is the guy with the biggest talk radio platform on the planet. And he can't find the words to figure out how can people do this? How can people react the way they're reacting? When they're just saying, hey, this is constitutionally protected. It's just a bunch of jabberwocky. It's a conspiracy right-wing extremist when it's obviously what we're talking about is children in the womb. And he's like, well, how can people be like this? How can people get to this point where they do these monstrous things and people in the videos that are make light of it and chuckle? And he didn't have an answer, but there is an answer. And I'm sitting there in my car screaming. I know the answer because I know the one who gave the answer. There is an answer. And it was just heartbreaking he's got that giant platform, Hannity too, and they either don't have it or aren't willing to share the answer because it's a biblical answer, and that's not necessarily popular. But I do appreciate that Rush is talking about it. And one thing he mentioned today that I want to do from the outset, he referenced an article he had read on the National Review, and then when I went to look at it, because he wanted to make sure to be compassionate towards all the women. There's a lot of you out there that have are post-abortive. You've had abortions. You've had one. You've had multiple. And to the call to be compassionate, I really appreciated the fact that he did that. So when he referenced this article in the National Review by Catherine Jean Lopez that came out yesterday, it wasn't exactly what I was expecting because the title of the article is Planned Parenthood and a Call to Prayer. And she's talking about this stuff is brutal, it's painful, and I can only imagine the depths of suffering women and men who have had anything to do with abortion are feeling. And I'm so glad that she brought that up and that Rush brought it up. And so before I dive into this, because we're going to play clips from video number 4 that came out yesterday, and I've got several things I want to point out to you and some of the specifics that are said and what they mean. I want to speak directly to you. Have you had an abortion? Have you been down that road? And mostly I'm talking to you as a woman, but guys, you're out there too. And it takes two to tango, obviously. But for a woman in particular, I want to make sure that you know that I do have compassion for you. I don't condemn you. I'm not here to condemn you. It's not my place to condemn you. It's my place to love you and care for you and show compassion to you. And so I've been railing on this because, I mean, how do I not, based on what we're seeing and the reality of it? But for you, I know it's a different perspective, one that I could never have. And but it is not the unforgivable sin. God loves you before. He loved you during. He loves you now. And you're made in his image, and you're worthy of respect and ultimate worth and Jesus' sacrifice. And I agree with that. I see that. I understand that. So please know when I'm hitting this subject hard that I'm not doing it out of a lack of love for you. I have compassion for you. I don't understand, but I know God does. And so please receive that from me, that I'm not attacking you personally. I'm attacking, in this case, Planned Parenthood and the institution of abortion. So this new video that came out yesterday, my friend Troy Newman let me know as soon as it broke out. But I wanted to play a few clips here that I think are important to listen to continue to keep this fresh in front of everybody. That's why I feel compelled to do this. I don't have a choice. I have to. I must continue to speak about this because God's giving me this platform. So this first clip, this is a gal at Planned Parenthood. They're talking about really a big part of this, which is what the Texas Attorney General is talking about, Ken Paxton, who has some unreleased footage, and this notion of intact dead babies that have been given to Planned Parenthood, and how do you get down that road? So this first clip, they're talking about intact specimens, DNEs, deliveries before the procedure, which I'll explain in a second. But you need to hear this so that you're fully aware.
Yeah, we usually see about 20... anywhere between, 18 on a light day, but up to 25 patients a day. Obviously not all in the gestational age that
talking
you're
about abortion.
Interested in. But you want mostly over 14s?
Yeah, yeah. You can kind of play with that lower range, I think, if the specimens are coming out more intact. And so that, I mean, I guess we'll kind of get a firsthand look at that today.
She says over 14, she means 14 weeks of development.
Later on, how many procedures are scheduled?
Can I interrupt just right there when you're talking about an intact specimen?
Now, this is another girl that's part of the sting operation. There's the guy, the girl, part of the sting operation. Then there's the gal from Planned Parenthood, and then another guy who's way off in the background.
How many of those do you see?
An intact specimen?
Yeah, within. So what's your volume on an average?
She's asking intact specimen, which means a fully formed at that 14 weeks, 16 weeks, 18 weeks, 22 weeks, intact, no damage, like it's been born, just a regular child, fully intact, arms, legs, head, eyes, the whole nine. That's what she's talking about, a fully intact specimen, as opposed to what you've seen in these other videos, when the specimen at 11 weeks is completely ripped to shreds.
Tuesday.
With just second tries?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be 5, so anywhere as low as 3 up to 7.
Okay. All right, and so intact, can
intact, you so we do basically DNEs. Intact is probably less than 10%.
Less than 10%.
Sometimes, if someone delivers before we are able to see them for procedure, then we are intact.
Uh-huh.
But you'll never know. That's not what we go for.
Yeah.
We try
yeah.
for that to not happen.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let me explain to you what she's talking about there. So a D&E, which you may have heard of, a D&E, if you've had a miscarriage, they might have used that terminology, a D&E, dilation and curettage, a procedure to remove tissue from inside your uterus. So the cervix has to be expanded so that you can get to that. That's dilation and curettage. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that second word correctly. It doesn't matter. But she's talking about intact specimens, deliveries before the procedure. Now, I called Troy Newman from Operation Rescue. He's one of the people behind this sting operation to clarify what that means. And, you know, when they're doing a second trimester, they're talking about the second trimester, 14 to 24 weeks gestation. The second trimester, when they do that, they have to use some type of product. I think it might be derived from seaweed that they use to kind of dry out the cervix to cause the cervix to open up so that they can get in and do the abortion. But this can take multiple days. So when they're talking about delivered before their procedure, that some women that are having a second trimester abortion, they'll actually deliver this baby before they get back to the clinic, because they'll get this medication or whatever you want to call it, and then they let them go, and then they're to come back in a day or two, whatever. And then sometimes they actually have that child because their cervix is dilated before they get back to the clinic. So what they're delivering to Planned Parenthood is a completely intact, fully formed, most likely born alive baby in the second trimester, 14 to 24 weeks. Now, I put up on my Facebook page today, just a little while ago, a video. And in that video, it shows through ultrasound, 2D and sometimes 3D, that shows these babies between right at conception, really, all the way through delivery. So I put some notes on there on my Facebook page so you can see at 14 weeks, what does it look like? At 15, at 16, at 18, at 24, how big are these children? And then they're talking about an intact delivery because of that second trimester abortion, that they can be delivered before they get to the abortion clinic, before they get onto that table. They have a fully intact child. And she's obviously admitting in this video that sometimes they have those, and then they deliver those over to these specimen procurement companies. And that was an infant born alive. That's another legal nightmare, as well as a moral nightmare, is not even a strong enough word. Some more information. We'll keep sharing, and then we'll get to your phone calls in the second half of the show. This is Steve Noble. I'm trying to be as compassionate and as gentle as I can. Call to Action Radio. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble on Call to Action Radio. Thank you for being here today. The website, c2atoday.com, c2atoday.com. Podcast, the iTunes page, so you can subscribe to the podcast. That's free. The links to the Facebook page where I put up a video I want you to watch, because it shows you in the womb, it shows you these children through their development from way early on all the way up through delivery. So when you're 14 weeks, 18 weeks, 24 weeks, stuff like that, you'll have a feel. And I put that information on the Facebook page just before the show went live. So I want you to look at that and consider what we're hearing here on these clips. As you do. This next clip I'm playing is they're talking about these babies and the word compensation, and talking about 17 and 18 weeks. I just want to play this for you and listen carefully.
I think that's probably the biggest thing, is that we want to avoid paying for material that we're not going to be able to process and use and send to researchers. So if there's, you know, we certainly see a difference between, it makes a big difference to us if there's a case that is, you know, so mangled we can't even get like a shred of, you know, piece of liver out of it, versus something that we can get, you know, we can get liver, thymus, pancreas, and neural tissue. So obviously that second case is...
So he's neural tissue, and I looked this up because I wanted to be specific and make sure I was being accurate. Neural tissue, which you hear a lot on these various videos, neural tissue, this is the definition, is the main component of the two parts of the nervous system, the brain and the spinal cord of the central nervous system. That's about 98% of what neural tissue is in the human body, the brain and the spinal cord. That's what they're talking about when they say neural tissue.
There's a lot more. Yeah. Sorry, no, I
shouldn't mean to. So compensation could be... specific to the specimen. Okay.
That's the Planned Parenthood lady says, okay. And they're using the word compensation, which just means you're being paid for something. That's the rub, profit, selling these parts for profit, being paid for something, compensation. Okay, the Planned Parenthood lady says. She doesn't object to that terminology.
And I think then we would just, I mean, I think for us, we would need criteria.
Yeah, clear criteria. Yes.
For what makes something...
Usable or not.
Okay.
Right.
And even if you have pictures, because I think some of it is visual, at least at this level.
Mm-hmm. Right. Meaning that noticing these things are visual at this level, at these children, these babies that have been aborted, you can see all these parts visually. You don't need a microscope with your naked eye.
Right.
I don't know if I've ever seen a thymus, but maybe I haven't. I don't know. I know I've seen livers, I've seen stomachs, I've seen plenty of neural tissue. We usually, mm-hmm. you can see the whole brain usually come out.
You hear what she said? We can see the whole brain coming out. And that's 11, 13, 14 weeks gestation, okay? The end of the third month, going into the second trimester. Okay, that's what she's talking about. Just so you know, this is from parents.com. At 14 weeks, the baby's about 4 inches long, the size of a peach. At 16 weeks, can be 4.5 to 5 inches long, the size of a rubber ducky. At 18 weeks, 5 to 5.5 inches long, the size of a soda can. At 20 weeks, 6 to 6.5 inches long, the palm of your hand, the whole length of your hand, the size of a coconut. At week 22, still in the second trimester, they talk about these second tries, 7 to 7.5 inches long, longer than your hand now, 1 pound bag of coffee beans. At 23 weeks, 7.5 to 8 inches long, 1 to 1.25 pounds, the size of a loaf of bread. That's what they're talking about. This next one is really getting into the top dollar compensation talk.
We have to kind of see the baseline of how things are getting extracted now and then
right.
see if we could do any work with them to maybe be a little bit more gentle.
Right.
So I feel like if you're talking to other Planned Parents, we sort of all have to be on the same page, right? Almost to the point where we have to disclose to each other that we're all doing this. So if anyone gets called out or runs with it, that we're all like, oh, I didn't know you were doing this. Oh, I'm doing this too. Oh, you know.
See, now what she's talking about is how they cover their tracks. If somebody gets called out, she says it later in a state, if you're in an anti-state, anti-abortion state, you're probably going to get caught. So we all have to make sure our stories are the same. So this is obviously, do you get caught obeying the law? Do you get caught obeying the speed limit? Do you get caught not stealing? Do you get caught not beating your wife? Do you get caught not cheating on your taxes? Do you get caught not breaking the law? No. When do you get caught? You get caught. You use that terminology when you're doing something wrong. You get caught when you're breaking the law. And so they're dancing around. This is one of those conversations. You've done it. I've done it. Where you know you're lying and you're trying to choose your words wisely because you don't want to incriminate yourself. And so you're dancing around because that's like, hey, we're both talking about the same thing, but we can't really talk about it in the way that we need to talk about it. So we're going to, but they keep using the word compensation, the word cost, and they never correct them. The Planned Parenthood people never correct them and say, no, actually, no, this is just donation. All we need is the money to cover our cost of shipping and handling. That's all we need. No, not the compensation, no argument. Cost, no argument. Reward, top dollar, no argument. Why? They know exactly what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing. And there's a little bit more to one of these clips. I don't know. I'll decide whether I want to get to it or not. I think I'll skip ahead. That video is posted on my Facebook page, so you can go check it out. It's there, facebook.com/C2A Radio. There's one other thing here, but I want to give you the phone number because if you want to call in and share how you're feeling, how are you dealing with this, how are you reacting to this, I want to give you the time to share that on the air, especially if you're post-abortive, you've been down this road, how is this impacting you, how are you dealing with it? We don't need your name. We don't need your location. You can be completely anonymous if you want, which I totally understand and respect. 877-448-7884, because I'm going to give you an opportunity to share how you're dealing with this, how you're feeling. I want to give you that opportunity. I'd rather have you that opportunity than, and I can talk the rest of the show, believe me, you know that. But if you want that opportunity, I'm happy to give it to you. So how you want to react to it, your story, whatever you want to do, I just want to give you the space to share how you're coping with this, how you're reacting, and maybe it's just your anger, your disgust. Maybe this is all new to you. Maybe you've been a quote-unquote pro-choice in the past, and now you're questioning your position. I'll be delicate. I'll be respectful. I care about you. I'll show you compassion as well. 877-448-7884. Do you think the government needs to act now to defund Planned Parenthood? Where are you at on this whole issue? 877-448-7884 is our number. 877-448-7884 or 877-44-TRUTH. 877-448-7884 or 877-44-TRUTH to share how you're reacting to this Planned Parenthood situation that we're all forced to deal with, and I thank God for that. This is Steve Noble on Call to Action Radio, the website c2atoday.com. And we'll be right back after this. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble here on Call to Action Radio. Good to be with you. Thank you for your time. It's a blessing and an honor. The website, C2A Today.com, C2A Today.com, as in Call to Action, the letter C, the number 2, the digit, C2A as in action, C2A Today.com. You can get the podcast. You can subscribe at iTunes. That's a free subscription to grab the podcast that way. And you can listen whenever it's convenient. Links also to the Facebook page where I've got a video up to show you and relating to this most recent video when they're talking about 11 weeks and 14 weeks and 17 and 18 weeks, second trimester, what that looks like in reality. And remember, even though all these videos have just come out in the last 2 weeks, this whole process was 3.5 years in the making. 3.5 years ago is when David DeLeiden, who's the gentleman that actually made the videos, came to several people, one of them being my friend Troy Newman of Operation Rescue, that he had this idea that there's a way to investigative journalist your way into the upper echelons of Planned Parenthood to try to get them on this violation of federal and state law. So pray for these guys because there's two lawsuits against them now, and it's going to keep coming. And it's going to be an all-out war, legal war, as well as a spiritual one. So please be in prayer for these folks, but make sure you appreciate that they're putting it all on the line. Their lives, their fortunes, their sacred honor, it sounds like the founding fathers, they're putting it all on the line here. And Troy Newman, who's been on this show twice in the last 10 days, and I'm sure will be on again probably next week as this continues to unfold, the guy works in an office with bulletproof windows. You know, that's his life. But he's willing to do that for the life of the unborn. So make sure you're praying for them and understand this has been a 3.5 year long process that's just now coming out into the light of day. I want to go to a couple of our callers, 877-448-7884. If you want to share your reaction to this whole Planned Parenthood situation, outrage, just plain old rage, you think it's crazy, it's all cooked up. And especially if you've unfortunately been down this road, if you're post-abortive yourself, how are you reacting? How are you dealing with this as it's now kind of all over the place? And hopefully it'll stay all over the place, as difficult as it is. I want to be compassionate, but we also have to consider all the lives of the unborn and ultimately what the Lord would have us do, which is to speak truth, but with grace and with mercy and compassion as he did when he was walking here on earth. This is Steve Noble, like I said, with Call to Action. So 877-448-7884 is our number, or 877-44-TRUTH. Let me get to Alan, who's calling in from Wake Forest in North Carolina. Alan, you're on with Steve. Go ahead.
Hey, Steve. How you doing? Hey, thank you so much for doing this and bringing this to light so people can hear about this.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I just I don't know how people cannot stand up and really see what's happening now. I mean, we're pretty active, or try to be as active as we can, in the abortion clinic down where we live. And Planned Parenthood, we've known and been taught about, is just how crazy they are. And they're not there to protect the women. They're there as a financial institution. And the fact that, you know, our federal tax dollars and government are funding that is just totally ludicrous, and it just should not be that way. And we know that God is sovereign over all these things, but we also know that he will allow things to happen so it will wake up the church, so the church will arise and do what it has been called and what it needs to do.
How long, Alan, how long have you been paying attention to this? How long have you been involved in the pro-life movement?
Well, we've been sort of indirectly in a pro-life movement for probably, I don't know, over 15 years or so as far as just watching it. We haven't been involved as far as going to the abortion clinics and stuff until we moved to North Carolina, which was approximately 5 years ago. And we periodically go there with our church, but our church has a webpage, and, you know, they're very active in community trying to get other churches aware of it. So it's a lot fresher in our minds. I have 5 children, and, you know, would love just to have them with us there also when we go, so they can see what's happening and understand, yeah, teaching into it, hey, this is evil, this is wrong, and this is how society is looking at it. It's a quote-unquote choice when it's really a child.
Are you, one last question for you, Alan, then I'll let you go. Are you hopeful that this could actually bring down Planned Parenthood?
I have to say I am. In general, when stuff like this comes up, honestly, I'm kind of like, you know, it's the government. It's kind of the way it is. And, you know, these people are just kind of running amok. And that's, I think, just kind of the chastisement right now for you know, the times that we live in. But it does seem that this is, you know, somewhat countering everything that's going on with gay marriage and all these things. It, again, I believe that, you know, the Lord is using this to awaken the church. So I'm hoping that people out there listening will continue to listen to your show and hear the viewpoints out there and understand that this is wrong. This is life that's being taken, but it's gone beyond that. I mean, now they're taking and showing how ludicrous this is that they're, you know, selling these things as they are.
Yeah, yeah. Alan, thanks so much for listening. Thanks for calling in today.
Thanks for your time.
You're welcome. And 877-448-7884, if you'd like to share your reaction. How are you dealing with this? Is it outrage? Do you agree that we need to defund Planned Parenthood, dismantle it, prosecute these people? Where are you at as you engage and pay attention? And maybe this is the first time you've ever really dealt with this issue of abortion, and would love to have you share that opinion as well. 877-448-7884 is the number, or 877-44-TRUTH. I want to go to Chuck, who's calling in as well. Chuck, you're on with Steve and Call to Action. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hello, Steve. I'm in my 60s now, but in the early 70s, I married this young girl. And I didn't know it, but she went and had an abortion when I was out working. I didn't even know she was pregnant. She got back, and I found out about it. I raked her over the coals. I was a Christian for about 3 years, and I did her in real bad. And for the next 3 years, the Lord chastened me so bad that I did a 180. I went from pro-choice to pro-life real fast. But it took 3 years of the Lord dealing with me. And every time I see a young girl or a woman going to have an abortion or thinking about it, I want to reach out and hug her and say, no. No, don't do that. Because I now know that girl I married is dead. She died about 15 years ago, suicide. And I know men aren't supposed to speak out about this kind of thing, women being mostly involved, but I know what the Lord did to me and how he handled me with my attitude. And if I could, I would go down to Washington and picket out front every single day for our Republican and conservative leaders to defund this thing as fast as they can before the Lord destroys this whole country over this one issue.
Yep.
I'm going to get off the phone,
that's
Steve.
Right. Chuck, I always appreciate you listening, and thanks for calling in and sharing that, buddy. I appreciate it.
You take care, buddy.
You too. Talk to you later. And it's bringing that up. See, that's a tough story. And that's the reality, and that's one person. And 57 million that we know of since Roe v. Wade in 1973, and that's just one. Chuck's just one story. And I know this would be incredibly difficult, and I'm asking a lot. We've had women call in before that have been abused, and we're willing to share that. And this one, you know, I'm going to ask, and if you feel the Lord moving you and you want to share that from your perspective is invaluable. I could never have your perspective. Chuck can't have your perspective. Only you do. And that would be, I think, valuable. And God could really use that to reach out to other people. And I guarantee you, there's other women that are post-abortive. The numbers of women that have had abortions inside and outside the church, 25-30%. And so don't think you're alone right now just because this is Christian radio or something. That just means it's Christian radio. There's all kinds of junk going on in the lives of everybody listening, including the host. And so don't think that you're the only one, but you're not. But this is a safe place if you want to call in and share that story. 877-448-7884 or 877-44-TRUTH, 877-448-7884. Or 877-44-TRUTH if you have something that you would like to share on this issue. I wanted to get into this one, and I'm going to try to keep my composure here, although it's not easy. So Senator Barbara Boxer from California went off with an op-ed piece just getting ballistic about this quote-unquote attack on Planned Parenthood. here's some of the things that she said. This week, she's talking about celebrating the 50th anniversary of Medicare and Medicaid and what a great thing that is, but that got attacked early, just like this has been attacked, this time by targeting women's reproductive health care. That's what they like to call it. An issue that was resolved back in 1973. Resolved. Right. Today, the Republican majority is forcing another vote to defund an organization that for nearly 100 years has provided women and their families with preventative and life-saving health care, Planned Parenthood. What's missing from that statement? It's not life-saving for 57 million children that have been aborted. It's not life-saving there, is it? That's what's missing, Barbara. This legislation, which is being driven by the outrageous and potentially illegal actions of an extremist group. So you want to save the lives and expose the murder and dismemberment and selling of children in the womb. That's you're an extremist. I'm an extremist. If you're outraged by this, you're an extremist. A long history of attacks on Planned Parenthood, the healthcare providers who work there and the women they serve. Go back nearly 100 years to the beginning of Planned Parenthood, blah, 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 blah. It's not worth listening. She's defending Margaret Sanger, who is indefensible. America has come a long way since the days when a woman could be jailed for advocating birth control. We cannot go back. We cannot turn back the clock on women's health and women's rights, but that's exactly what Republicans and their right-wing allies are trying to do today. This is so sick and depraved. This is what Rush Limbaugh was struggling with. And why is she like this? I'll tell you why she's like this, because she's unregenerate. She hasn't been born again. She's a slave to her sin. She's completely taken over by the world, the flesh, and the devil. And so that's how you can go down this road. And here's another thing from Barbara Boxer, something from 2008. I ask that you hold a hearing on the use of torture and its impact on the U.S. moral standing in the world. We're butchering children, and she's talking about the moral standing in the United States over torture. The last 8 years have been a dark chapter for U.S. global leadership and have left a deep stain on our moral authority. You don't have any, Barbara. Now is the time to send a clear and unequivocal sign that we completely reject torture, although we embrace and celebrate, quote-unquote, women's reproductive health, the murdering of the unborn. Quote, that we respect the rule of law and that America will once again lead on human rights. All right, I'm going to set that one aside. I'm going to go to Nan real quick, who's calling in. Nan, I wanted to go ahead and get you on. We've got about a minute and a half, but I'll put you back on hold and keep you to the last segment, okay? But thank you for calling. Go ahead, and we'll go ahead and get started. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I just can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah, I got you. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, one thing, the last caller mentioned something about the that maybe he shouldn't say anything because he's a man and this is a woman and child issue. But really, it's not. There's a man for every woman. There's a man involved with every child. So the men, I really have felt lately that we need more men speaking up. The women and children can't fight by themselves. We need the men to speak up just as much as the women. And I have had an abortion, and I have a lot of different feelings about all of this, but thankfully I've been forgiven.
Yeah.
But I do think that the men, we need more Christian men. We need more godly men to raise their children according to God's laws, and that's the biggest part of the problem, is we're not obeying God.
Yeah. Yeah, we're doing it individually. We're doing it under duress, obviously, but we're doing it as a nation. Our nation's leaders are doing the same thing, and you can't mock God forever.
No. No.
Nancy, thanks so much for calling in and sharing that. I appreciate it.
Sure.
Okay, bye-bye. And a shocking statistic on that one about men and abortions, men and women, like Nan said, there's always a man involved. So, guys, what are you doing? This is Steve Noble. We'll be right back. Back from the dead, I'm the sleeper, done slumbering. Pass me the mic and I might stop mumbling. Crumble like a tractor. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, Call to Action Radio. Thank you for your time today. It's good to be with you. I wish we were talking about something that was a little more uplifting, but it is the truth, and we have to deal with it. We have to engage it. And so that's why I appreciate what the folks at the Center for Medical Progress have done. One of them is a friend of this show, a friend of mine personally, Troy Newman at Operation Rescue. I spoke to him earlier today. Lawsuit number 2 has been thrown at them, and it will continue to happen, and they will continue to be hammered all the way through. But they've got some of the greatest Christian attorneys backing them up. He spoke to Jay Sekulow today. Alliance Defending Freedom, Alliance Defense Fund, is on top of it. And so this is a war, and this war has only just begun. So please be in prayer for these folks, because they definitely need it, and we need to do our part. I'm doing my part, sharing, talking about it, putting it on Facebook and Twitter. All those links you can find at our homepage, c2atoday.com. And you need to do yours. You need to do your part as well. Talk about it, share it, put it out however you can. And we need to keep the light on this. What's in the dark has been dragged out into the light. And now we all have to do our part, which is what God will hold you accountable. He's not going to hold you accountable for the whole thing. He's holding you accountable for what you can do. So don't bury your talent. You have to make sure you invest the reality, the truth that you've been exposed to, that you're now in possession of. So now you have accountability. So do I. So we have to do our part. That's why we say it's called to action. We don't sit around and whine and moan about it. We pray and we act. And prayer isn't the only thing we should do, but we should do nothing without it. So we need to be praying for post-abortive women. Pray for people like Cecil Richards, as difficult as that is. It's way more difficult for me to pray for her than it is to pray for Obama. But pray for them we must. This problem is only God can deal with this. And so we must be in prayer. Every time you hear it, just think. Every time you hear these stories, just pray for the women that have been down this road. Pray for the men. Pray for the leaders. Pray for the destruction of Planned Parenthood, because that's what needs to happen here. All right, so I mentioned the stat on men. There was a study done last year. 80% of post-abortive women that they interviewed said they would have kept the baby if the man had stepped up. If the father had stepped up, 80% of the women, the post-abortive women they talked to, said they would absolutely have kept that child. So when we say it's just a women's issue, no, it isn't. No, it isn't. And there was one gal here, I'm not going to name her name, who was on Facebook, because I asked if you've been had an abortion, call in. And then she put on that she's really ticked off because over 30 years ago, I had an abortion and dealt with Planned Parenthood firsthand. I said, I'm so sorry. How did they treat you? And she said, they pressure you and talk you into it with their "it's only a fetus" line. And you watch that video and you'll know firsthand. I hope you already know, but you watch that video, you'll know firsthand. It's not a fetus. It is a child. That is a child. This Barbara Boxer, senator. I need to pray for her. Listen to this. These are extremists who don't believe women deserve reproductive health care. These are extremists who don't believe women should be able to plan their families. These are extremists who are willing to deny women cancer screenings, STD tests, and other life-saving health care solely because of their ideological agenda. Hey, Barbara, we are not wanting to deny women any of those things. What we want to do is deny the murder, dismemberment, and sale of children in the womb. See, she don't want to go there. So the one thing that doesn't appear in this whole stinking op-ed, and yes, I'm mad, the whole thing that doesn't appear is the word babies, children, babies, the unborn, anything. Barbara, anything? Nothing. Not a stinking thing. Let's be clear, she says. This attack on women's health is the opposite of liberty. Are you kidding me? The pursuit of liberty, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What happened to the first one, Barbara? Life. And she's not the enemy, Steve. She's not the enemy. She's lost. She's a slave to her sin. She's a slave to her ideology. She can't see the truth. Barbara Boxer. Republicans are using what? Here's our president on the torture issue, okay? Going ballistic about torture. Torture, torture, oh, ballistic. Listen to these things that he says. This was December last year, in light of the 500-page CIA torture report. President Barack Obama said the revelations bring light to a troubling program involving practices that were contrary to our values. That is why I unequivocally banned torture when I took office, because one of our most effective tools in fighting terrorism and keeping Americans safe is staying true to our ideals at home and abroad. It reinforces my long-held view that these harsh methods were not only inconsistent with our values as a nation, blah, blah, blah. God bless you. God bless Planned Parenthood, the president said. He's totally in bed with Planned Parenthood, and he's talking about the moral outrage of torture? You have no moral standing whatsoever, sir. I respect you. I pray for you. But you are morally bankrupt on this issue and many issues. You have no moral authority to say anything about it because you are so wrong on this base issue of the life of the unborn. It is shameful, it is sinful, and you need to repent. But we gotta, I pray for the guy, and I don't like it. I don't like praying for him. I don't like praying for Planned Parenthood. I don't like praying for any of these people. But we have to, because they're lost. At least good theology tells us that 57 million aborted children are in heaven, laughing and playing and enjoying their maker and their savior. And if you're out there and you've had one, you'll see them again. But only if you know Jesus. Only if you've been saved. Anyway, thanks for your time. Do the right thing, okay? Share this and keep sharing it. I'll be live from Nashville on Monday and Tuesday, God willing. I'll see you then.